right. Well, if you missed this, this is a huge story. On September 29, 2020, John Ratcliffe, the director of national intelligence, wrote a letter yesterday, that is, to Chairman Lindsey Graham, chair of the Committee of the Judiciary of the United States Senate. Chairman Graham, in response to your request for intelligence community information related to the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Crossfire Hurricane investigation, I have declassified the following. Number one, in late July 2016, U.S. intelligence agencies obtained insight into Russian intelligence analysis alleging that U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton had approved a campaign plan to stir up a scandal against presidential candidate Donald Trump by tying him to Putin and the Russians' hacking of the Democratic National Committee. The intelligence community does not know the accuracy of this allegation or the extent to which the Russian intelligence analysis may reflect exaggeration or fabrication. Number two, according to his handwritten notes, former CIA Director Brennan subsequently briefed President Obama and other senior national security officials on the intelligence, including, quote, the alleged approval by Hillary Clinton on July 26, 2016, of a proposal from one of her foreign policy advisors to vilify Donald Trump by stirring up a scandal claiming interference by Russian security services, end quote. And number three, on 7 September 2016, U.S. intelligence officials forwarded an investigative referral to FBI Director James Comey and Deputy Assistant Director of Counterintelligence Peter Strzok regarding U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's approval of a plan concerning U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump and Russian hackers hampering U.S. elections as a means of distracting the public from her use of private mail servers. That's the entire letter. It says that U.S. intelligence developed evidence from Russia in the summer of 2016 that it was Hillary Clinton that had personally approved a plan to concoct the Russia collusion hoax in an effort to harm Donald Trump and distract from her own failings with her email scandal. U.S. officials became so concerned by the Clinton campaign's conduct, the matter was referred to the FBI for investigation well before the election and long before the Bureau pursued the concocted story as grounds to get FISA warrants to target the Trump campaign. John Ratcliffe told the senator that former Central CIA Director John Brennan created handwritten notes showing that he subsequently briefed President Obama and other senior national security officials, including the approval by Hillary Clinton on July 26, 2016 of that proposal from one of her foreign policy advisors to vilify Donald Trump. Quite remarkable, really. You'll hear none about it, nothing. But Hillary was asked about it. She laughed it off. Oh, it's just, it's the Republicans are desperate. You signed off on the hoax that was later pursued by the FBI because they thought you were going to win the election, which you did not. All right, let's go to Teresa in Ann Arbor on the DTE Common Sense Hotline. 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Teresa, what is on your mind this Wednesday?
Hi. I would like to say I live in the city of Ann Arbor, Michigan, and we have controlled burns in our forest. Well, I wouldn't say forest, but in our tree areas. This has been going on all the years I've been living here. They have containers at the Ann Arbor Golf Course that they're like little mini attachments that go onto a truck, and that must contain the things they use for the controlled burns. This, what the president said is the truth, and I am not happy the way the other people on the news have been responding to this.
Oh, I got it. I was trying to figure out where you were going. You're talking about forest management in California. By the way, that's true. I lived in Montana for a number of years. Controlled burns and managing the fuel on the floor of the forest it's instrumental in controlling wildfires. We have not done that in California.
I can also say my son and daughter-in-law live in California, and where they are, thank the Lord, they haven't had any of the fires. But if they don't do this to the bottom of the, you know, they don't do the control burns there. He doesn't believe in it, the governor. I'm not saying my son said this. I'm just saying I watch it on the news carefully. What I'm trying to say is also, did you hear when Biden said, when Trump asked him who said this, he said Kellyanne Conway. Did you catch that?
I did.
Yes. I mean, that was unbelievably bad mistake. Kellyanne Conway, that was his attorney. She just recently decided to take care of her family. And Chris Wallace gave him total free rein. I've seen other other interviews with Trump on that. I'm retired. I really watch the news. And also, when Biden first came on and was reading the numbers, like...
He's going by all of his notes there. Yeah, I got to leave it there, Teresa. I got to jump. I greatly appreciate it, though. You got a lot of good stuff in there. I greatly appreciate you being connected like that. I've got some more polling here, and these are not really official polls, but to give you an idea, NewJersey.com, NJ.com, Trump wins 52% to 48%. The same number comes out of MLive. That's in Michigan, MLive.com. 52% Trump's the winner, 48% Biden. Makes you wonder if those might be the margins on Election Day. 52-48, did Joe Biden do something to help himself win? Did Donald Trump move the needle back in his favor? Now, to me, it was hard to watch. It was a bunch of people yelling. Chris Wallace did an abysmal job of controlling it. His questions were, you know, not where they needed to be. Not where they needed to be on some topics, and that's the bottom line. I gave him the benefit of the doubt ahead of time. But it just, it wasn't there. Quick break now. It's 52 after on a Wednesday. We'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Moving Michigan forward.